Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I would like to apologize for the 2 days of being late on this podcast because, you know, in Texas we got a lot going on. We got World Series going on. We got hockey going on. So there's definitely a lot of different things being watched at this time. But the biggest thing I was excited about, that 5-3 victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets, was Matt Duchene finally got his first goal. There were quite a few things that I was loving about his game up until that point. He was distributing the puck very well. He had a couple assists up until then. I really do think that Matt Duchene at the end of the day is going to be the last piece of the puzzle for us to win the cup. And him getting that first goal tells me a lot about who he is, the fight, and I think that's about to set him off to get many more. And I thought it was really cool to see that Roope Hintz got his 250 points in this league the other night, and he's the fastest player to ever do it. I still think that Roope Hintz is one of those players that's so underrated for how good he really is and the things he does on the ice. So sneaky fast. So sound defensively. I really hope that 1 year he can win the Selke Trophy, you know, for the best forward defensive forward, because I think he plays the position so well and he plays so well on both sides of the ice. Anyway, tonight we play Calgary. And right now, Calgary is struggling so bad. We really need to take our game up to the next level and make sure we destroy these guys. And it's hilarious to say that, you know, between Calgary and Edmonton, both, they had them so highly ranked in the preseason. And both the two teams are having a really rough start. And that's what we're doing. We're going through Alberta this weekend and we're playing both the Alberta teams, and I really do think this is an opportunity to keep the points going. At the moment, I know it's early in the season, but we're still right. We're right behind Colorado with 12 points, and they have 14. And we're doing the job early, and we're doing it often. I know there's still like 78 games to go in the season, but I just don't want us to slack off any. These are two games that should be W's because of the struggles that both these teams have, but also, you know, as much as I hate it, you know, Connor McDavid is still on Edmonton, and even though he's not healthy and he's not 100%, he's still Connor McDavid, and we got to play very good against him. You know, what I'm so tired of hearing his name all the time. I just hope that this year that the bigger networks start seeing some of the wonderful players we have. I mean, Joe Pavelski gets talked about a lot because he's been playing for so long and he's a great veteran. Jason Robertson did amazing last year, and he definitely is going to be one of our key players. But come on, up until the very end of our playoff run, Roope Hintz had the most playoff points in the whole league towards the end of the playoff run. He even beat Connor McDavid in playoff points. So when is it time, national media, for you to finally give Roope Hintz the love he deserves? So, sorry for being on my soapbox a little bit about that, but come on, it's time that Roope Hintz gets some love. And I know it started out with me being happy that Matt Duchene got his first goal, but the Flying Finn, as we call him here in Dallas, I'm waiting for bigger outlets, for bigger articles, for bigger media to say, wow, this guy's awesome. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And where's the love for Roope Hintz?